With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The House has voted to censure Congressman Al Green, the Texas Democrat cited for disrupting President Trump's congressional speech this week. Green offering no regrets, saying that he'd do it again. Today's vote fell pretty much along party lines. Second federal judge extending a block barring the Trump administration from freezing federal grants and loans.
This time, a judge in Rhode Island granted the request for a preliminary injunction from nearly two dozen Democratic states. Trillions of dollars of grant and loan money are at stake. Government lawyers argued the court lacks the constitutional authority to block the funding freeze, while the state said a long list of important social services are at risk. Trump administration officials have said Social Security, Medicare, and food stamps would not be affected. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hamas brushing aside the president's threat that it will be wiped out if it fails to release all of the hostages it's holding, and to do so immediately, and that includes the bodies of those who were murdered by the terrorists. Also at SRNNews.com, it seems that one of the president's priorities, reasserting American influence over the Panama Canal, is starting to bear fruit. BlackRock says it will buy two ports at either end of the strategic U.S.-built waterway.
The ports are currently under Chinese ownership via a Hong Kong firm, and due to security reasons, President Trump wants to regain control of the canal. BlackRock and a group of investors will pay $22.8 billion for the ports. They're also buying controlling interest in dozens of other ports around the world.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. The powerful storm that left at least three people dead in Mississippi is on the move. It has brought blizzard conditions to Nebraska as well as parts of southern Minnesota. On Wall Street, stocks have bounced off their lows of the morning. Right now, the Dow down 190 points, NASDAQ off 170. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham begins his 2025 global schedule this weekend.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel on Saturday and Sunday in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. The African country is just a little over 2 years removed from a brutal civil war, and not the first that nation has endured. Christians make up about two-thirds of the Ethiopian population, and Graham is expected to receive a warm welcome. He will be joined by international Christian music stars and officials of the hundreds of churches that are hosting the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The military services have 30 days to figure out how they'll seek out and identify transgender service members to remove them from the force. A memo sent to Defense Department leaders orders the services to set up procedures to identify troops diagnosed with or being treated for gender dysphoria by March 26. They will then have 30 days to begin removing those troops. The new Pentagon policy does provide some exceptions. This is SRN News. Federal court says no to Elon Musk's request to block OpenAI from converting to a for-profit enterprise.
A U.S. district judge said she could expedite a trial to consider Musk's claims. The billionaire Trump advisor is suing for breach of contract over what he said was the betrayal of its founding aims as a nonprofit. OpenAI says it was always about competition. The ChatGPT maker says it welcomes the court's decision. Musk's attorney says he is pleased that the court has offered an expedited trial. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Last year, Alabama became the first state to carry out a nitrogen gas execution. Now at least two states are looking to follow in its path. Louisiana is scheduled to execute a man with nitrogen gas on the 18th of the month, and Arkansas lawmakers seeking to introduce nitrogen there after an 8-year pause in executions. More details, SRNNews.com.